You want to talk a little bit about basal cell?
Yeah, so in the non-melanoma skin cancer world, basal cells and squamous cell carcinomas, again, are less frequent, but can be quite devastating. And so for basal cell carcinomas, we think about the basal cells are cells that sit just below the epidermis, in the dermis, and they're really pluripotent progenitor cells that can do quite a few things. They generally tend to have less metastatic potential, but can really cause quite problematic things in terms of local aggression. And generally speaking, they can be removed, but upon recurrence or lack of complete excision, they can start to cause severe dermatological problems, both from a cosmetic as well as a functional perspective. And so when we think about the biology of basal cell carcinoma, it's interesting to look at the syndrome known as basal cell nevus syndrome, which really can help us understand why do these things happen. So basal cell nevus syndrome is an autosomal dominant syndrome that has a prevalence on the order of about 1 in 50 to 250,000 people. And these are folks that develop really hundreds of basal cell carcinomas all over their body. These lesions do look very similar to sporadic or sun-induced basal cell carcinomas, and on a molecular level, these lesions have been identified to have patched mutations as the most common lesion that leads to this syndrome. So germline mutation in patched will lead to this recurrent basal cell carcinoma syndrome. And that's very interesting then when you look at what's going on with sporadic or sun-induced basal cell carcinomas, where we see actually very similar biology, in that the majority of basal cell carcinomas that are in the context of sun exposure have a similar genetic lesion. Now, it can happen in different ways, but you can get activating mutations in this pathway in smoothened, which regulates patched, in about 10 to 20% of basal cell carcinomas. But in others, you can have epigenetic regulation and other ways to really sort of impact on this pathway. And that really suggests that this hedgehog pathway, which is the name of this overall smoothened patched pathway, really regulates this basal cell carcinoma phenomenon in multiple settings.
Can I just ask a simple question? It was just, why is it called basal cell nevus syndrome? Are they nevuses?
So the lesions that develop are nevi-like, and these patients don't tend to die from basal cell nevus syndrome immediately, meaning they will have these lesions all over their body for extended periods of time without developing metastatic disease. And so that's why it's referred to as nevus syndrome.